Hello, happiness seekers. Welcome back to day four of the 10-day well-being habit quest, where we are building one tiny well-being habit that actually sticks with use of the science-backed strategies. Now, I'm doing this campaign due to two reasons. One, 40% of our happiness is determined by activities we repeat daily. So if you want to be happier in 2026, you need to have the right habits in place. And secondly, research suggests that 92% of people give up on habit tracking or behavior change efforts within a couple of weeks. So I'm really hoping that the presented strategies here will help you to avoid the situation. Now, remember to keep a track of all of the tools that I'm sharing and also learn more about them. You can download a science-backed PDF workbook from my website. So visit thehappinesschallenge.co.uk and I hope you'll find it useful. In summary, you've got your habit. Your environment has been sorted to support your habit. You now have also a cue to remind you to engage in your habit. So today we are going to add something crucial, a tiny reward. Because I don't think so, it's surprising at all that our brains repeat what feels good immediately, not what's good for us in the long term, right? This is the issue with majority of positive well-being habits, that often in the moment they may not feel as incredible. Let's say we're doing strenuous exercise, but we know that we're going to reap the benefits in the future of being healthy. Now, our brain doesn't operate like that. Our brain doesn't necessarily engage as easily with imagining our future self. So that's why we need a small positive emotion right after your habit so that your brain is hooked to repeat it. So what I'm going to suggest here is that you choose a 10-30 second reward after your habit and actively notice it. So you're giving your brain this boost of dopamine, you're giving your brain this positive feeling. So it says, oh yeah, I should be repeating this habit again. For example, really few simple suggestions. You can simply say, yes, I did it, and do it in a very excited way. You can tick your action on a habit tracker and be like, oh yes, I'm making the progress. You can play a short sound, like a victory sound that just makes you laugh. You can play a favorite song and have a bit of boogie because, hey, I've done it. You can take a satisfied breath with your eyes closed and kind of tune in into your how you're feeling. Or you can put a fiver into your saving account to spend on a treat by the end of the quest. Whatever it is, it has to be something that you can do straight away to help your brain to be hooked and stay with that habit. For my creative writing habit, I like to see my progress. So I like to actually go back and see how many, you know, number of pages I filled with words. And that makes me really happy because then I'm thinking, okay, I am writing and look at this. I'm having all this amazing idea. This is worth it. I love this. This is good for me. This is beneficial. So what small reward actually feels good to you? Not something that you think should work, but what actually feels good for you and what is achievable to do within that small period of 10 and 30 seconds. It's really important. It comes immediately after you engage in your habit, because if you delay that reward, your brain won't associate that habit with the reward. So today, don't do just your habit, do also the celebration. The celebration and the reward of engaging in that habit. Tomorrow, we're going to plan for messy real life so your habit can survive also the busy, tired, and chaotic days. But before I go, just a quick reminder, there are still some signed copies left of my book, The Alphabet of Happiness. And also, there are still some places left at my interactive webinars and workshops I'm running this and next month, where you can connect with others and create your specific habit plan. So head to thehappinesschallenge.co.uk to grab yourself a signed copy or to book yourself in one of my workshops. But thank you so much for listening, and I see you tomorrow. Bye.